I notice that in retreats of this length, there is a certain trajectory of depth of concentration. During the final 1 or 2 days, the mind is a bit busier, more slippery. This is not because of being disengaged in the process. It is just what is, quote, in brackets, for me. So my question is around whether it is skillful use of this remaining time to turn to contemplations of well-being as a way to aim calm and soothe, or better to try to simply watch the process of the mind emerging from the depth of retreat. My nature is such that all of the wishing well for self and other that I can muster is always needed. Now again, I think it builds on the previous question of attending to what is going to be beneficial, because sometimes we need to rely on the it's like those contemplations of well-being as a means of, it's like as a samatha, settling, calming, soothing quality. Particularly if there's if there's some agitation or excitement, anxiety around that, just the expectation of the retreat ending, but also this is where one can only learn this through experimenting, in that using the contemplation and investigation to start to look more clearly at what is that process of what is it that hooks the mind? What is it that is so interesting? And you think of, especially for those who've done retreats, multiple retreats over time, when seeing a pattern, and in reality, it's sort of the same. We fall for the same old hook every time. Really being able to contemplate and understand what, and this is really important, because we really start to see what are those underlying tendencies, what are the underlying habits of mind that do keep us going to more becoming, to more movement of mind, more papancha, the delighting in proliferation. So that turning the mind to the investigative side of things, especially when toward the end of the retreat, things are getting pretty basic. Even if the mind is moving out, it's still pretty basic, pretty fundamental. So that one can really get an insight into the nature of the mind.